St. Paul writes, "For it is the God who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' who has shone in our hearts to give us the knowledge of God in the face of Jesus Christ." Well, it really is a great pleasure for me to be here with you this morning and to be confirming our wonderful candidates, Emmanuel and Dilali and Joanna and Zornica and Laetitia, and to be welcoming Hélène. Confirmations are always significant occasions because they're celebrations of Christian faith, and my job as a bishop is to encourage and strengthen faith. Confirmation is a word that means strengthen. My own confirmation was a long time ago, nearly 50 years ago now, but I still remember it well. It was a significant moment on my own journey of Christian faith. And I hope that you will remember today forever. But to begin with, I have some bad news and some good news. First, the bad news. Here in Europe, you are part of a declining church and a declining faith. I travel around Europe, that's my role, my job, and I see evidence of the decline of Christian faith in most countries I visit. A survey carried out by the University of Freiburg recently indicated that by 2060, the membership of the two big national churches of Germany, the Protestant Church and the Roman Catholic Church, will fall by 50%. And that's not untypical. It's probably similar in Switzerland. Big decline. And no one likes to be part of a declining group, and so I apologize for that. And if you'd like to change your mind now about being confirmed, I'd quite understand. Though it's not entirely my fault. Some people put it down to secularization. As societies become more advanced, they become less religious. I don't entirely agree with that, but it is bad news, and that is unfortunately where we are. But I did say there is also good news. There's also good news. And the good news is that a strong case can be made that the West is, by world standards, an exception. At a world level, religious belief, and Christian faith in particular, are booming. 85% of people on the planet claim adherence to a faith tradition. In fact, research shows that almost all religions will grow in the 21st century. I spent some time in South Asia earlier this year, and religion was everywhere, mosques and temples and churches, in private life and in public life. The inscription over the impressive state parliament building in Bangalore, the capital of Karnataka, reads, "Government work is God's work." Government work is God's work. What a fantastic inscription over a state parliament building. I thought how impossible it would be that that statement would be on the European Parliament building in Brussels. Government work is God's work. God at the heart. China is becoming the world's fastest growing economy, and religion there has grown in unimaginable ways. My son-in-law is Hong Kong Chinese, and his Baptist church has conducted missions in mainland China where they baptized 1,000 converts. That's a lot of people. Or take the continent of Africa, and three of our candidates have African origins, Ghanaian, Kenyan. The growth of Christianity in Africa over the 20th century has been phenomenal. Between 1970 and 2010, the Anglican Church in Nigeria alone grew from 7 million to 50 million adherents, multiplied by 7. Supposing St. Ursula's grew by that amount, you wouldn't be able to meet in these buildings, for sure. Of course, we in the West, indeed our European diocese, indeed St. Ursula's Bern, we are benefiting from the growth of world Christianity. And the evidence for that is before us today. These wonderful candidates from different countries and continents. But it remains a big challenge for us, an unsettling challenge, that our faith is not widely shared or discussed in the public squares of Switzerland or Europe. I was talking to colleagues in Geneva earlier this week who said that no kind of Christian procession or worship is allowed in the public space of Geneva, only in church buildings. Keep it inside, keep it private. People look increasingly less to the church for moral teaching. And many younger European people are ignorant of even the most basic elements of Christian faith. They don't know what you're talking about. And maybe because we don't find our beliefs are affirmed or shared in society, well, we can start to wonder whether what we believe is true or not. Maybe we're not sure whether to believe or not. Perhaps it might be helpful to think differently. Maybe it's not so much that there are believers and unbelievers. Maybe it's more that there are seekers and dwellers. Seekers and dwellers. And the church's task, our task, is to help seekers become dwellers. To help people who are not sure where they belong to find a home, to find roots and security in faith. We're helping those who are uncertain, who doubt, who have many questions to become more settled, more confident, more at home in church and faith, so they belong and believe. And I fully appreciate that the division between seekers and dwellers is not between us and them, but it runs down the middle of all of us. Because all of us have doubts and questions and uncertainties, including me. But if we're seekers, if we're seeking after God, where shall we look? Letitia was explaining to us earlier how she was searching for God even as far as Nepal and Kathmandu and Buddhism and Hinduism. And people are. And I notice in Switzerland how popular a certain kind of Buddhism has become. Where to look for God? And I wonder where we might start. We could go to CERN near Geneva and the Hadron Collider and ask about the God particle. Maybe God is to be found in the very smallest elements that make up the universe. Or we could travel to the Canary Islands, to the world's biggest telescopes, and see if we could find God beyond the stars and the galaxies. But today's Bible readings suggest a different access point, a better place to start seeking after God. We don't need to travel a long way. St. Paul writes, "For it is the God who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' the Creator God, this God, has shone in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God in the face of Jesus Christ." According to St. Paul, the Creator God, the God who made those tiny particles, the God who made the stars and the galaxies, this God makes himself known in the most particular and special way through Jesus Christ. And St. John says something very similar. "No one has ever seen God. It is God the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart. He has made him known." And so we're invited to seek God through Jesus Christ. He is, if you like, the window onto God. He is the way we come and know God. Now, we can't see Jesus as his disciples saw him, but we can see his character, we can read of the wonderful works that he did, and we can endeavor to follow after him in the way that we live our lives. You see, developing faith is a practical experience. It's something we don't do, not something we just read about in books. If I wanted to learn about Switzerland, living as I do in Belgium, I could go into a shop and buy a map. And I'd look at the map and I'd see, well, this is a country that has lots of contours in it, mountains, and I'd see there were crags. And then down in the south of the country, there's a big lake. And I'd get a sort of sense of what Switzerland is like. But that would be no substitute, would it, for coming to Switzerland and walking in the mountains and breathing the lovely mountain air and seeing the wildflowers and going out onto the lakes and enjoying the immense views and walking the countryside and strolling through the forests. And Christian faith is like that. You have to practice it. You have to do it at home, in your community, in your work, and even in church. And so I hope and pray that this confirmation service will be for you an opportunity to think about what it is that you really believe, what it is that you're seeking, and what you might find here in faith, and that you might start afresh to look at Jesus, look at his life, and look at his character, and see how he can draw you further into the true knowledge of the glory of God. And one final thing. We never know what lies ahead for us in life. I hope and pray that your days will be filled with sunshine and joy. But it might be that darker days come along, as they do for most of us. And if and when that happens, I hope that you will remember today as a day when you knew for sure the love of God and of his community for you, and that you will always be able to draw strength and comfort and hope from that secure memory. So may God bless each of you as you're confirmed, as you're received this day. To the glory of God. Amen.